Welcome to Womble Perspectives, where we explore a wide range of topics from the latest legal updates to industry trends to the business of law. Our team of lawyers, professionals, and occasional outside guests will take you through the most pressing issues facing businesses today and provide practical and actionable advice to help you navigate the ever-changing legal landscape. With a focus on innovation, collaboration, and client service, we are committed to delivering exceptional value to our clients and to the communities we serve. And now our latest episode.
The DOJ's enforcement policies have long been seen as a blend of carrots and sticks, offering incentives while maintaining the threat of punitive action. With its latest announcement of a pilot program on voluntary self-disclosures for individuals, the DOJ is providing a new avenue for corporations and personal accountability. For attorneys, business executives, and compliance officers, understanding the nuances and potential outcomes of this program can be pivotal in understanding and combating corporate malfeasance. The pilot program on voluntary self-disclosures for individuals is an extension of the DOJ's commitment to promoting and rewarding corporate transparency. This voluntary self-reporting mechanism is a strategic response to the complexities of white-collar crime, aiming to unearth illegal activities that might otherwise have gone undetected. Central to the program's success is the promise of non-prosecution agreements for individuals who step forward with original, non-public information on certain categories of criminal violations. The DOJ, in turn, expects full cooperation, substantial assistance in investigations, and the forfeiture of illegal gains. The conditions under which individuals can qualify for a non-prosecution agreement are stringent yet attainable, and you can find a list of those conditions by following the link in the show notes. It should also be noted that certain offenses and individuals are expressly excluded, and strict cooperation with authorities is non-negotiable. Full transparency is the order of the day, with reporting individuals expected to provide a detailed account of all relevant misconduct. Cooperation with the DOJ demands an individual's undivided assistance, and the individual reporting must disclose their complete role in the misconduct. It should be noted that not all violations or individuals will qualify for an NPA, including certain offenses, specifically those involving violence or terrorism, high-ranking officials, including CEOs and CFOs, and offenses under the purview of other DOJ branches. By promoting a conduit for ethical reporting, the DOJ believes it can foster a landscape where compliance programs are not just regulatory burdens, but strategic assets. The promise of avoiding costly and reputation-damaging legal battles is compelling, yet it's the long-term effects on the corporate conscience that may be the most enduring. Companies are encouraged to self-police, self-disclose, and self-correct, solidifying their commitment to ethical business practices. Comparisons with existing whistleblower incentives and the forthcoming whistleblower monetary rewards program highlight the broad and evolving nature of DOJ's enforcement policies. The message is clear. There is a premium on transparency, whether it's in the form of corporate entity or individual. These new incentives may provide attractive ways to resolve potential criminal exposure for qualifying individuals who may otherwise be in harm's way. They are not without its risks. Seeking advice from legal counsel well-versed in the inner workings of the DOJ is something to strongly consider. The importance of timing, strategy, and communication with the authorities cannot be overstated. In an environment where the carrots of voluntary self-disclosure are ripe for the plucking, it's time for corporations and their stewards to take up the challenge and turn the art of compliance into a science.
Thank you for listening to Womble Perspectives. If you want to learn more about the topics discussed in this episode, please visit the show notes where you can find links to related resources mentioned today. The show notes also have more information about our attorneys who provided today's insights, including ways to reach out to them. Don't forget to subscribe via your podcast player of choice so that you never miss an episode. Thank you again for listening.